My healthcare background is also true of another teacher at the other school. She's from nursing, but she's been in education for 9 years. Her husband came from an education background, but tech. So he's our tech administrator. But I call them the encouragement couple because they are like, you know, we don't have a certified counselor on our campus, but their campus does. And they encourage those kids, you know, a little bit of praise for everything, you know. Mm-hmm. Of course, our motto here is believe, achieve, and succeed. And we're going to give them a lot of these opportunities.
Nice.
On a silver platter.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Selling points.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Brighter Together podcast. My name is Janet Courtney, and my special guest today is Anne Leslie Tijerina. Anne is a TSI coordinator, and she's going to tell us what TSI stands for in a minute, for Panola Charter Schools, and that is and part of Panola, but she's at the Texas Early College High School, which is in Marshall, Texas. And yes. It's so great to have you here. So tell us what TSI stands for.
Thank you so much. I've been looking forward to this. TSI is a pre-college readiness test, Texas Success Initiative. And it has the two categories of math and English. Because we are an early college high school, the colleges in the area would like to know what level that student is. They're ready for college classes. It's generally not taken until 9th and 10th grade, although we do have some very bright students that come in with some scores that we see that they could take it.
Wow. So how did that come about? Is it relatively new or has it been around a while?
I'm going to say the last 10 years, but it was only exclusively used in some of these settings. Now the public school uses it because they do a dual credit also.
And so the
college wants to know, are they ready? Are they not ready? What can you do? Because after you take the test and if you don't pass, it gives you a diagnostic of what you do need to do.
What do I need to brush up on? That's very wise. I love that so much. I wonder, it's like my first year, I went to school for a year and then lost my scholarship because I was not ready. More so for me, it was just a maturity and a readiness of what I wanted to do. But, you know, I lost my scholarship and then my parents were going to borrow all this money. And I was like, no, I don't even know what I want. Let me go be an adult for a while and then maybe I'll go back. I did, obviously, but I didn't know. I didn't know what I wanted, you know.
Right.
It took me a long time to figure that out.
And use my testing room for ASVAB, and that gives the kids their opportunity to see where are their strengths, mm-hmm. you know, and they don't have to go in the military, but it gives them that opportunity to see. And we also pull that out, whether it's math or English, because I can help them with English all day long and I can send them to the study guide for the math, but math was not my strong suit. So
gotcha.
I'm a writer. So.
Awesome. So you give the kids, so if they want to go into the military, they can take the ASVAB ahead of time.
Not from me, but we bring in the person, the area that does that.
Okay. Yes. Okay. It's so funny that you say that because my son has joined the Air National Guard and he's like 6 months into the process. He's going, or maybe longer, but he went and had his MEPS done and then they gave him the ASVAB. And I'm a proud mom to say that my son aced the ASVAB.
Nice.
He aced it. Yeah. So he had the pick of he's up in Michigan. So he's at Selfridge, but he had the pick and he finally got his dates now. So he's come and he's actually doing everything in Texas.
Wow.
In Texas. He's in Michigan. But yes, very proud mama here. He's 23. He didn't do it again. Like me, he wasn't ready. He didn't know what he wanted to do right out of high school.
Right.
So.
And we're not all following that conform pattern.
Right.
We have a few students that go to the charter school and they may take this just to know where they are, but they're not interested or they're only going at a different pace. So mm-hmm. they won't achieve their associates by the time they graduate.
Okay.
But we have the two opportunities, the Panola Early College and the Texas Early College High School here in Marshall. It has 96 students.
Nice. So they're enrolling there because they specifically want to go to take this path.
Yes.
Amazing.
They moved here from a different type of school. Didn't know a lot of people was suggested. Also, we have those who are very smart and want to get through quicker. We have those who have some special needs that we work around and give them the adaptations, modifications like 504. And also, and that was one of the reasons I was hired, because of my OT background. I had that empathy. I had that ability to see where some of those issues were, dyslexia. I don't treat the dyslexias, but I do, after they're ARD, I do give them, you know, help them with the modifications, you know, that the IEPs and some of the testing, even the online testing, which this is all online, has modifications built in.
Wow, that's
highlights instead of the overlays. Print for visually impaired. I don't have any of that category right now, but I have. And then those who need text to talk, they need it orally read to them, but it has to stick near that online conformity.
And that, and those tests are were modified by the state, or
a state modification. And it's updated every 6 months on changes, improvements.
I love that. I love that they've recognized that not everybody thinks the same way, and that they're, you know, you can be incredibly intelligent, and then still have a neurodivergence where you need a modification, and that's
This test is actually not timed except for the amount of time you have at school that day. And you can save and resume later the next day or 2 days later, up to whatever the, I think it's 14 days. You know, if you're out of school for a week, then you can come back. So it gives them time.
So tell me what else is going on there at Texas Early.
We have such a my healthcare background is also true of another teacher at the other school. She's from nursing, but she's been in education for 9 years. Her husband came from an education background, but tech. So he's our tech administrator. But I call them the encouragement couple, because they are like, you know, we don't have a certified counselor on our campus, but their campus does. And they encourage those kids, you know, a little bit of praise for everything, you know. Of course, our motto here is believe, achieve, and succeed. And we're going to give them a lot of these opportunities.
Nice.
On a silver platter. Selling points. And, you know, other than their $50 admission application, we have free college with Panola. We have a great school, baccalaureate degree futuristically, with the same college certifications at our TSTC campus, which is our welders, diesel mechanics, some other vocational CTE type programs, because we are right here in Marshall, where one of the biggest TSTC campuses is, that's been expanded recently. So we have a lot going on here. 27 seniors this year. And I think I got that percentage for y'all because you wanted to know. We have, for the last 5 years, we've had a variation because of COVID and everything, but from 85 to 90% in each class has gotten their associates.
Impressive. That's really impressive. And for those of you that are listening online, it's beautiful. Anne actually has a platter. It's a silver platter that says opportunities on it. And then she has all of these little stickers kind of things on there of all the different things that she just was mentioning in there. So it's beautiful. I love that. Such a great
graphic. I have to say, this is Mr. Garcia as our principal.
That's okay.
I borrowed it from him, but we all just quote this, you know, when we talk to parents. And you know, it's just a great place that I knew about several years ago because of other parents that had, well, my son was valedictorian of 10 in Marshall High School, and he had a co-student 2 years at 10th grade that just was having a bad year. She was a great student, but she came over, she had to make a move, and she was valedictorian here. And then we began to understand that this was a great place for some people.
Right.
You know, some people are coming straight out of homeschool, And we do start at eighth grade, though that is a smaller class, and then up to 12th grade, of course. And the eighth graders just get some type of intro, you know, to careers. And they do go to Panola, and they have gone to E2BU for a college day to see and get that look at a college. And what am I working for?
Yeah, right. What's my plan?
Encouragement. You know me, I told you humor and laughter. So sometimes I'll go down the hall doing this, you know, just to get them to laugh and be fun, you know, and what's Miss Ann doing today, you know, and just get them involved in the community. They call me the community connection also. Typically on Friday mornings, we'll have a community person come and speak about either their career or an opportunity in the community for service, like our music club. Also, our very, very famous Mickelson Art Museum is here, and they have art camp in the summer. We have quite a few artists, and we don't have an art class for them. Now, some of them are able to plug into yearbook, and they do the design for the yearbook and the pages. And then we get them to art classes if they want to. And then also summer helping with younger children so that they're getting out of the little circle of themselves, you know, what are the capabilities of succeeding more than just paper grades, you know.
We all feel it. Students are struggling more than ever with emotional and behavioral challenges. Lighthouse Therapy offers virtual, hybrid, and in-person behavioral and mental health support that builds around your school environment. Our licensed professionals are trauma-informed, experienced, and trained to work with K-12 students and staff. You don't get a cookie-cutter approach. You get a partner who listens, adapts, and builds trust. Because when students feel safe and seen, they thrive. Learn how you can get support at your school at lighthouse-therapy.com/brighter together.
Yeah. I love that. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. I was hired originally because of my smile. I came up to visit my husband who was working here, who had 40 years teaching experience and was retired, and they pulled him out because he's a Spanish speaker. And he's a gentleman that utilized his background to tell them, hey, I came from extreme poverty and I was able to do it and hang on to those guys that were trying to quit, you know, and give them that fortitude. But then I smiled and they said, oh, we need her. So the next year they called me and I said, well, I was getting ready to kind of retire from OT. So that was the transition that happened.
Yeah. Yeah. And when she was talking about walking down the hall, for those of you again that are listening, she put on these beautiful watermelon glasses that are like cover up half of her face and they're the watermelon wedges. Super fun. Yep. Super, super fun. You know, having joy, right? Having joy in your life. I was talking to someone yesterday. We were talking about joy and it's just enjoying what you do and having, even when you have a bad day, if you have joy, life is just too darn short to let
and
a bad day mess you up.
I have colorful clothing that I wear and I try to brighten up their day by that. You know, sometimes it's a little over the edge because as I told your compadre, on the weekends, I'm Anna Banana.
So it's a blue smock with bananas all over it.
Yes. And it has some yellow overalls, but I thought that was a bit much for today. But I have worn them to school and told them about, you know, something I'm doing on the weekend if they wanted to come work with children to service hours and learn, you know, what it is. Do you want to teach? Do you want to be in healthcare? Do you want to, you're going to work with people unless you're in the background, you know, doing data entry or finance or, you know, even then you work with people. But how do we connect with our community? You know, like I said, speakers and connections with their abilities to utilize those abilities in the community.
Yeah, 100%. And not everybody's meant for a frontline. Not everybody, you know, I have a husband and one of my three children who's very introverted. They would never ever even want to be on camera or be interviewed or any of those things. I've pulled them onto camera before and it's been okay, but it's not their forte. You know, they're my tech people. They're the people that keep everything running. Exactly.
Correct. Mm-hmm. I couldn't do my tech stuff without my niece and some other people in the family that keep me, like my son, he's a doctor now. And he's like, Mom, do this, breaks it down for me. My daughter's a teacher. Mm-hmm. So I also get encouragement from her, because I'll say this, and this, and she'll say, Mom, this is the lingo now.
Mm-hmm. You know? Because it changes. I'm as a speech therapist, boy, the slang language, if anybody tells you that language isn't a living thing, they're crazy, because it changes. Groovy is not cool anymore.
Right. But we do have one teacher that is very groovy, that you mentioned that. He is from the 60s, and he was GM manufacturing for ever many years. And then he wanted to teach, and so he went back to school. And he is our senior teacher. And so they really like him a lot, because he's laissez-faire. He's, whatever. Let's talk about that. And that's the other thing, I think, myself and the administrative assistant, we have an open door policy, even though we have locked doors. We have an open door policy, so that if you have a problem, you can come and talk with us, you know. And there's lots of fluctuation in emotions in this age category.
Yeah. And, yeah, something about them hormones or something, I don't know.
So we do not have counseling degrees, but we are open, and then we get them to someone else in the community if they do need that at a further level.
I think that all of us as educators at some point have, you step into it a little bit, you know, you can't get away from it completely, and you can't ignore it either. And if it becomes something where they need supervision beyond what we as educators need, we know that, that this is something that's beyond my skill set. So I'm never going to just automatically counsel somebody as an SLP, but I have absolutely chucked all of my lesson plans away and said, hey, what's going on? Something's different today.
Verbalize.
Yeah. Give me those words. Let's talk about the words, so you can talk about what's hurting you right now. It's just a part of being a good teacher, a good therapist, a good whatever, you know, just an educator. Every single educator out there, I'm sure, has probably experienced
it. And though my mother,
it.
My husband, and my daughter, and one of my grandmothers were all teachers, everybody assumed I was going into teaching, but I did education in OT, mm-hmm. and you know that as SLP, that we were educating parents. And we were educating the student and the patient, you know. But
well, yeah, I consider myself an educator. Yeah.
Yeah, I did 100% private therapy through Jefferson ISD, which is just about 15 minutes up the road, small school district that needed a therapist. And so I was in education from the get-go, but that one was real specific, you know, mm-hmm. for several years, because I've had neonatal babies. And I've had a 105-year-old that wanted to go back home.
Yes, you sound like me. I never did NICU. I didn't get younger than two. I actually had a child when I was in traumatic brain injury right out of grad school, actually. Mm-hmm. He fell out of a window, poor baby. Mm-hmm. But two years old. Yeah, 2 years old, traumatic brain injury. Mm-hmm. That was a long, long time ago. He's all grown up now, I'm sure. But almost
when
yeah,
I was at the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston. After I graduated from there and worked for them in a general setting for 3 years, I then did work in TBI for the Moody Foundation, which is mm-hmm. nationally known yep. mm-hmm. because their own son, which is public information, was a traumatic brain injury. And these were adults, 17 to 30 and beyond, learning ADLs and riding the bus and having a bank account and starting their own apartments. So I've had a full range of, but it's all education, because we had to train and we had to talk through things and we had to show them. The other thing I do is I try to steer them towards some modern day literature that's interesting. Tim Tebow is somebody that they kind of know from Heisman Trophy and the stand for human rights, you know, and what is he doing with his platform? You know, when people get famous, are you going to be famous? You may not be that famous, but what are you doing with your life from that perspective? You know, once you get out of school and things, you know, just give them some perspective up beyond what's going on right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Because life, once it starts, isn't there's no way to 100% prepare them for everything that they're going to say.
Right. Oh,
I do want to say really quick, you said ADLs. So those of you that don't know what ADLs is, activities of daily living. I try really hard. I never want to interrupt somebody because you were going, but it's like not everybody knows what ADLs are. And that's but it's true. I mean, the activities of daily living are, people don't even realize what it takes to, when you have any kind of an issue, to be able to do those activities without lots of help and such. So, and I love Tim Tebow. I love that you brought him up. He's amazing. I love what he really is, somebody that has used his platform to just supporting those that in our society that are not able. And just, I know he's done a lot with sexual trafficking of women. And one of these days, Tim, if you're listening, I really do want to meet you. We love you. We love what you're doing. So at some point, I know I'm going to meet. And the funny thing is that I have somebody who is friends with his family that knows him. And yet I'm like, when God's ready for it to happen, it'll happen. But I love what he's doing. He's an amazing guy. He really is an amazing guy.
And he is unapologetically faith-based. Huh? And
Amen.
Also, we have some people in our atmosphere that are faith-based. And we, if a student is willing and wants to pray about something, you know, and they've initiated that, or we tell them we're available, or we have Gideons that come and do distribute Bibles. And so we have access to other things that we want to help them with as well, even though we are not a Christian based school, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I know also that we reach out and we let them know what's going on in the community. Like we also have supported See You at the Flag poll.
Well, yeah, that's a great
bring your
one
Bible
too.
To school day if they want to. I also do a once a month, if it's Hispanic celebration, you can't see my burrito over there, but we'll do a little song in Spanish or say why September 16th was important, and also Cinco de Mayo, which more people know about. And we'll have some fun with that for education purposes. And I also connect them with music. Being a musician myself, what's out there in the community, and also the scholarships that are available. We try to get them connected beyond just the few that they might know about. You know, there's a Facebook, fastweb.com, scholarships.org, and we get them on those sites so that they can start looking what's beyond here.
That's incredible. That's incredible. I love what you're doing. I love the kids are going to have such an amazing experience because of the work that you guys are doing. And that is the most amazing thing. So we are almost out of time, but tell me, it goes fast, doesn't it? It really does. Especially when you have passion, you know, when you love what you're doing.
Yes.
I tell people this all the time. If you love what you're doing, you're never going to work another day in your life because it is just fun.
I do like coming to work.
Yeah, I know. I get up excited about what my day's going to be, and that's never the same. You know, I get to talk to amazing people like you and help the world be a better place. So
thank you, and you too.
Tell people where they can find Anne and where they can learn more about Panola and Texas Early College High School.
Okay. Texas Early College High School can be found at www.panola.com. P-A-N-O-L-A schools, and it does have an S, .net.
Awesome.
And so that will get you to the global site for the charter, the PECS, and the TCHS text. You can choose which one you want to look at, you know. But I want to read this little synopsis, which is fabulous, because Mr. Garcia said this. Texas Early College High School genuinely engages a wide spectrum of students by offering a complete and rigorous curriculum supported by technology and aligned to student interests and educational standards, because they do get to make some electives that they're interested in. Flexible, innovative coursework with applied learning, and students will earn a high school diploma and be provided with the opportunity to earn an associate's degree, certification, or transferable college credits, enabling them to attend a college and pursue a career path. So we're proud of that.
You should be. That's fantastic. Well, thank you, Anne, for being on Brighter Together, because, boy, I just over and over and over again, education is better because we are brighter together. We really are. So thank
yes.
you.
Yes. And we're a team here and we love to encourage and influence that. Just had two that passed the math today after four attempts, and that was just their process. They needed the process, you know, mm-hmm. to learn it and to fulfill their goal.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thanks again. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
You're making the world a better place, and that's a good
thing. Right. Well, Anna Banana says, go bananas for education.
There you go. Thanks again.